just a few moments, we're going to be talking opera. Marilyn Egan is here from Pittsburgh Opera, along with three students. But right now, it's Peter Pan time. Not peanut butter, not perpetual children. Well, somewhat perpetual children, but it's the story of Peter Pan. And Gemini Theater's production of Peter Pan opens today. And we have members of the cast with us at the Saturday Light Brigade, and we're going to meet all of them. And Jeremy, why don't we start with you? Good morning. How are you?
Good.
And I know we talked a little bit in our last hour. Some of us talked, but a lot of people tune in fresh at the beginning of a new hour. So I'm going to ask you again to tell me a little bit about yourself, how old you are, where you go to school.
I'm 10. I go to Falk School in Oakland.
And what do you do in this play? Can you tell me about your role?
I'm Michael.
And what does Michael do? What kind of character is he?
He tags along with everybody and just wants to be a part of everything.
And do people like the fact that he does that? Or is he kind of like I was, being a little brother with two older brothers that kind of always was sort of hanging on when he wasn't always wanted to be hanging on?
Only once in the play does that happen.
Only once? So he's usually well-liked. Well, that's good. Do you want to say hello to anybody that might be listening?
I want to say hello to my grandma, my grandpa, my mom, and my dad, and all the people in the Gemini Theater, and also my Nana, who's in Ohio listening right now.
Well, terrific. Thanks, Jeremy. And let's meet the person who's sitting right next to you. Hello.
Hi, I'm Cynthia.
And tell me about your role in the play.
I play Lady Wendy, which is Wendy after she gets back from Neverland. She's grown up a little. She gets married. And she kind of tells the story of this time that she met Peter Pan and went to Neverland.
I see. And tell me about your acting training.
I trained at American University down in Washington, D.C. in theater performance. And then, yeah, that's... I also studied in London for a short time at the British American Drama Academy.
Oh, just happened to do that, I see. You know, just slide that in. I also happened to study in London. And I went to this, you know, I went to this little, you know, cake school, American University. You're being awfully modest.
No.
Now, are you originally from Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I grew up in Pittsburgh. I went to North Allegheny High School in
terrific.
The North Hills.
Our
yeah.
performer at 10:35 is a current student at North Allegheny.
Oh, okay.
She'll be playing piano.
Oh, great.
Coming up then. Would you like to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
I'll say hello to my family. I think they're all listening.
Well, I probably. Should. I hope so. And let's meet the person right next to you. Hello.
Hi.
And I'll let you introduce yourself and tell us about your role.
Okay. I'm Lauren Schiller Wolf, and I'm homeschooled. I'm 10 years old, and I play Toodles the Lost Boy.
You play a boy?
Yeah.
And you're lost? Does Toodles ever get found?
Mm.
Oh, I don't want to give away any plot. Of the play. Had you read Peter Pan before
yeah.
the play? I haven't read Peter Pan, I'm embarrassed to admit. I don't know Peter Pan very well.
It's really quite funny, the book is.
Is it? What do you like about it?
The book or the play?
Oh, either.
I like the play because it's also funny, and I just like acting, so.
Cool. Well, do you want to say hi to anybody?
I'd like to say hi to my parents and the whole cast of Peter Pan.
And it's a big cast, 20,
yeah.
20 people in the cast from what I understand. Let's meet here. We can use the green mic for you. We'll just pivot that over and say hello. Hello. What's your name?
I'm Carly Flatt.
And you've been here before. I remember you being here before. How old are you now?
I'm 12.
And what's your role?
I play Curly, the lost boy.
Another lost boy. So Toodles and Curly are both lost. And are there any other lost people?
Yeah, I think there's like five, I think.
Wow.
I think
six. Yeah.
I think there's six of you.
And do you want to say hi to anybody?
I'd like to say hi to my mom, my dad, my grandma and grandpa, my Nana, my friends Rosie and Amy, and my dog.
What's your dog's name?
Cassie.
Cassie the dog. What kind of dog is Cassie?
I think she's, well, she's a mix. I think she's like Border Collie Brittany Spaniel.
Oh, does she like to work and like be kept busy? Because I think, I know Border Collies need a lot of entertainment.
Sort of. A lot of the time she likes to take a nap, but she gets really, really excited when we take her on a walk or something.
I'm kind of like that too, actually. did you read the book before accepting the role? Or
no.
Okay, so what do you like about the story of Peter Pan?
Well, there's a lot in it, and I do like adventure sort of stories because it's really cool because there's all kinds of things in it. So, yeah.
Cool. Well, we're going to meet the person now. Thank you, Carly. And what's your name? We know you like coffee.
Yeah, I'm Jim McCaffrey.
And what's your role, Jim?
I play Peter Pan.
I kind of thought that. And You can't see Jim, but Jim kind of looks perfect for Peter Pan.
I've got a big, froofy blonde fro on my head.
Yeah, he's got... was that for the play, or is that the way you look?
This is just the way I look. It works out that way.
And tell me a little bit about your acting training. And
I studied at Temple University in Philadelphia with a BA in theater with a concentration in directing. Since then, I've just been touring around the country, doing a bunch of jobs, and now I'm back here in Pittsburgh working for the Pittsburgh CLO's Gallery of Heroes and working with Gemini, which I love.
Well, that's terrific. Now, you said back here in Pittsburgh. Were you from here originally?
I'm from Washington County originally. I went to high school, Trinity High School. Holla at the Hillers.
Ooh. Yeah, we actually have a lot of listeners in Washington. One of our stations is in Washington.
Yay.
At Washington and Jefferson. And we hear from a lot of Trinity folks and a lot of Wash Arts people, too. Have you played this role before?
I have never played Peter Pan before. I'm actually really excited because I feel like a lot of times it's played by a girl. So
yeah, it is, isn't it? Like Sandy Duncan, that was a big role for her. And do you fly?
Well, at Gemini, we really like to use magic and the magic of our imaginations. So do we fly? Yes. But is it the kind of flying you may expect? Maybe not. Come see it and you'll find out.
Do you want to say hi to anybody who might be listening?
My parents are in Las Vegas, but they'll hear the broadcast eventually. So hi, Mom and Dad. And my brother and sister are asleep. They're both college students, but hey, guys.
What are their names?
My sister's name is Alex, and my brother's name is Charlie.
Do you want us to call them?
No.
Okay.
Oh, my. They'll be so mad.
Okay. We won't do that. Let's meet who's sitting next to you. What's your name?
Emma.
Hi, Emma. And where are you from? What school do you go to?
The Environmental Charter School.
Oh, what grade are you in?
Fifth.
Have you worked? You know, we have an after-school radio club there. And we've been out there once a week. Have you been part of that at
no.
all? Cool. We'll be out there later in the spring, probably too, if you're interested in public speaking or learning more about how all this works. We've had a lot of fun out there. What part do you play in the school or in the play?
I'm an Indian.
An Indian, and you're dressed, you've got your hair sort of, is that the way you look in the play?
Yeah.
With your hair braided like that? You look like a miniature Lonnie. Lonnie Cataldi usually has her hair braided like that. So what does the Indian do in the play?
Well, she's like Tiger Lily's helper.
Ah, and Tiger Lily is who?
She is, well, what do you mean by that?
Well, Tiger Lily is a character in the play too?
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of character is Tiger Lily?
She's like the leader of the Indians.
Ah, okay. I'm still getting this all down here. And do you want to say hi to anybody?
I want to say hi to my grandpa.
Anybody else?
No.
Okay. And now next to you is somebody we're about to meet. And he's another lost person, I think. What's your name?
I'm Dustin.
And Dustin, you heard Dustin's station ID earlier today. What role do you play?
I play Slightly the Lost Boy.
Slightly the Lost Boy. So we have Toodles and Slightly. And what was your name again?
Curly.
And Curly, all lost. Are those the only lost characters in the play?
No, there's more. There's a lot more.
My goodness. Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Kappa 6 through 12.
And do you want to say hello to anybody?
My parents and also my grandparents who are listening.
Terrific. And what's your, what grade are you in now?
Seventh grade.
Do you have a focus at Kappa, a particular discipline?
Yeah, it's a major school, so you have to audition to get into your major. And I go there for musical theater.
Oh, that's terrific. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Fantastic. And then finally, my my schoolmate here, my elementary school alumni buddy, I'll let you introduce yourself and mention the role that you play.
Hello, my name is Adam J. Reese. My character is Nibs, a lost boy.
Another lost boy, Nibs. And you've been in a lot of Gemini Theater plays.
A lot. This is my, I believe this is my sixth.
Wow. Has anybody else been in six? Okay, you guys. And what kind of character is this person? What distinguishes him from the other lost people?
He speaks with a British accent.
Can I hear your British accent?
Look, up there.
I like it. I like it very much. And that probably sounds like London, you know, a little bit.
Yeah.
Do you want to say hello to anybody?
I would love to say hello to my sister and the whole cast of Peter Pan.
Terrific. Now, the play opens today.
Today.
And showtimes today are...
1 o'clock and 3 o'clock?
3:30.
1 o'clock and 3:30.
I like how you said that with great authority there.
I did not know.
We wouldn't. I always forget. I always know it's one, but I forget about the second show. 1 and 3:30, Gemini Theater in Point Breeze, and the play is going to run clear through. I mean, today is opening day, but it runs through May 1st. So you've got the entire month of April and one day in May to see it. And I'll recap that information to give you the website and the phone number in a minute. So, do we need to set up the scene you're about to do at all?
Sure. Well, at this part in the play, Peter has flown into the window and is talking to Michael and John and Wendy about flying away to Neverland, and everyone is getting set up, and Tinkerbell blows the fairy dust, and then Peter gets all of the stars to come and help guide them all the way to Neverland.
Very good. And speaking of setting up, I'm just going to sort of have this microphone for you three. We have two there, and one there, and I'll make sure everybody is picked up. As we welcome, this is an exclusive preview of what's going to hit the stage this afternoon at 1 o'clock, Gemini Theater, and it's a production of Peter Pan.
The fairy energy rapidly moving through you. Can you feel a tingling, tingling, tingling in your fingers and your toes? Soon you'll be lighter than air floating here and there. Follow me if you dare to. And we'll be soaring, exploring, and touring new worlds where magic grows. Just think wonderful things.
Puppies.
Top hats.
More puppies.
And parties. And you'll sprout invisible wings. Candy.
Turtles.
Birds.
More turtles.
Don't ask why. Just wave goodbye. Believe and try, and you can fly.
Come with me, take my hand. Follow the stars to never, never, never land. We can fly high or way down low. We can race fast or glide so slow to Neverland. New adventures, bold and grand, are waiting for us in Never, Never, Neverland. We can race fast and sing and play while we're flying on our way to Neverland. Just think wonderful things, just think wonderful things, just think wonderful things, just think wonderful things,
and off we go to Neverland!
What a great song. You have a beautiful voice. You all sound wonderful. Gemini Theater, it's a production of Peter Pan, opening today, running through May 1st. Two shows every weekend, 1 and 3:30. For more information, you can go to GeminiTheater.org or phone 412-243-5201. Did anybody forget to say anything that they wanted to say? Everybody remembered everything? Well, I'll say there's 40 legs to break, I guess, today among the cast people, 16 here. Good luck. Thank you for coming down today.
Thank you so much for having us.
I know it's a busy morning when it's opening day, and good luck.
Thank you.
Gemini Theater, Peter Pan.